Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping families grow through the adoption process is very important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area. Our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so we thank you very much for listening in today. We hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. I am excited today to be talking about being selected by a birth mother from the adoptive parent's perspective. A couple of weeks ago, we heard from a birth mother named Heather about the experience of choosing adoption for her newborn and picking adoptive parents and what all of that was like from her perspective. And today we're really fortunate to be hearing from the same adoptive parents that were selected by Heather. And so I'd like to welcome to today's show Greg and Megan. I believe you guys are with us.
Yes, we are. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, good morning. No, thank you so much for being with us. So I was hoping we could just kind of get started with hearing from you about what it was like for you to hear Heather on this podcast a couple of weeks ago talk about you and talk about her adoption decision.
It was really nice to be able to hear Heather talk about all of her experiences and her feelings and everything. You know, we talk with Heather quite a bit, but it's nice to hear from, you know, her talking to kind of a third party about how she felt and about us and about everything that she went through. And it just really makes this experience a lot more kind of humbling, just because you get to hear both, you know, we know what we feel, but it's really nice to hear how she feels, kind of an open setting of her talking about it.
Awesome. And I am excited that it does completely. And I am so grateful for the two of you for coming, because this is the second piece of the puzzle. You know, we heard from Heather and now we get to hear from you too. So this is exciting. Greg, I think you're going to take the next one, and we want to talk about your thoughts and feelings when you first got the call about this, about Heather selecting you, what that was like.
Yeah, it was very nerve-wracking. Shocking that, you know, we got the call so quickly. You know, we were originally kind of banking on the, you know, what they suggested of up to 2 years, possibly 6 months. It was very shocking. You know, and then from there, we were, you know, really nervous about, you know, would Heather still like us? You know, would her family like us? How would we get everything ready? Because they were saying that we would, if everything goes according to plan, we'd be picking Ben up within a week. And with only waiting, you know, 3 months, we had some stuff, but not nearly enough. So we definitely spent that evening at getting everything we needed for him. So it was definitely a life-changing phone call.
Well, absolutely. And so, I imagine, so exciting and scary and all of that rolled into one, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
I think for me, because I got the phone call while I was driving, I was like laughing hysterically and crying hysterically at the same time, because it was such an exciting thing, but it was just so unreal. So we were super excited, but very nervous too, like Greg said.
Sure you were. I believe it was shortly thereafter that you were able to meet Heather. So tell us about that meeting.
Yeah, so we got to meet Heather and her family 3 days after we got the phone call. So we didn't quite know how to prepare ourselves feeling-wise, because we had so many different feelings and everything. But it was such a wonderful meeting. The caseworker was super helpful. She told us what would happen during the meeting, that we would sit down with Heather and her family, and the caseworker would be there in there as well with us, just kind of, you know, help facilitating the questions and everything. And once we were comfortable enough and the conversation was flowing, we were able to have some kind of private time with Heather and her family. It was really wonderful. I mean, I remember when they were walking in, I was kind of shaken like a leaf, just because you don't know, is this the meeting that could change our lives forever, or would they decide that they didn't like us after meeting us? So it was very nerve-wracking, but once everything got started, it was just wonderful. We got to talk about our families and our profile. We got to talk about their family, their likes and dislikes, all of our interests, our thoughts about everything that was happening. Heather brought a photo album of Ben's first 2 weeks and all these pictures and everything. It was absolutely wonderful. So that was great to just be able to hear some stories of him throughout the first 2 weeks of his life and just discuss everything about him. So it was really wonderful. After we left the meeting, we were just, I think both Greg and I were just beyond excited. We absolutely loved Heather. We loved their family. We loved just everything about it, and it was really reassuring to hear from them that they were happy with their decision. As of, you know, as far as we could tell, they were happy with their decision. So that was, it was after the meeting, it was very just like, okay, you know, we can breathe a little bit. So,
well, did you get that feeling at any point during the meeting too, or was it just once it was over?
I think from the first couple minutes that we sat down, we both were able to take a breath a little bit.
Yes,
but you know,
absolutely.
You don't want to, yeah, you know, when I get nervous, I kind of say things that, you know, when you get nervous, you just say things. You don't want to say something that would make them double think their decision or rethink their decision or whatnot. So I think after everything was done, we really were able to take a deep breath. But once, you know, we met them and started talking and everything, we were relieved and so excited and just beyond grateful to be there with them. So.
And did it just feel natural at that point?
Yes. It was so
yes.
Nice talking to them. Oh, my gosh. You know, you have all these ideas of, like, what you're going to have to talk about and how the conversation is going to roll and are there going to be any awkward pauses. And I feel like it was just a very natural conversation of two families talking that have been friends for a while. So it was just a very awesome meeting. It was just so wonderful.
Well, and you were also there right on the brink of sharing something really big in common, and that's this child of yours, Ben, that you've adopted. So there is a huge connection right there that exists just naturally. Let's talk about openness. So many prospective adoptive parents and birth parents, quite honestly, just don't quite understand the concept of openness when they're first beginning an adoption. Can you share what some of your thoughts and feelings were that you had about openness when you first started the adoption process?
Yeah, so when we first started the process, I was a little apprehensive on whether we wanted to have an open adoption, you know, and if we did, maybe not completely open, but, you know, here and there, you know, pictures, letters, stuff like that. But more than that, I didn't really know what to expect. And if we wanted to do that, but after reading all of the studies, all the material that, we got through, Adoption Associates and everything we read online and friends that we talked to, who adopted or who knew somebody who did adopt, we definitely quickly changed our mind on that. And we really want open adoption. And right now, I mean, not right now, but we wouldn't want to change it. With Heather, it's absolutely wonderful still being able to talk to her, send her pictures, you know, simply just, you know, texting her, hey, you know, Ben had this issue. Do you know, does it run in the family? Or, you know, hey, you know, how are you doing? And, you know, just to, it's really nice to still be able to talk to Heather and her family, and have that open adoption.
I was going to say, you know, Greg, I know from hearing from Heather in the podcast too, that that means a lot to her as well, hearing from you guys and having that connection. It was clear to me and to our other listeners that that holds a lot of value for her, that you guys have remained connected.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We wouldn't change that for the world. You know, it means a lot, and it's really, you know, it's really nice to, you know, to still be in contact with her and, you know, be so close to her.
Mm-hmm. And Megan, how would you say that your expectations of openness were different than what the reality is of having an open adoption? The things that maybe were concerning at the front end, what does that look like for you now?
So I think the reality of having an open adoption is much better than anything we could have ever expected. Like Greg said, we love the communication that we have with Heather and her family, and it feels like as though we're just kind of extending our family rather than, you know, just connecting with a stranger or something like that. They really are a part of our family. So we really get excited to be able to share pictures and videos and updates and information with Heather. My expectation in the beginning was that we would just kind of send pictures and letters every couple months and maybe meet up 3 times a year. And although we do that, we text each other and we talk on the phone and we have a Facebook account set up so we can post anything about Ben because we are so excited to share. I think some of our fears in the beginning were kind of like, well, would she want this? Is this something that's going to be too overwhelming for her and her family, or is it going to be something that kind of is too hard on either end? So I just really think our expectations have been met and exceeded times a million. So we're really happy and excited.
Absolutely. And those are very important topics to kind of keep in mind and discuss and consider, you know, for families who are thinking about adoption, those expectations. And you know, many times our biggest fears don't always come to fruition. What are your future plans for talking about adoption with your son?
So we've actually already started telling him about it. He seems to enjoy our story so far.
Remind us how old he is again, please.
He's about 3 months, almost 3 months.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But yeah, we plan on telling him everything. Joking about it, but we really have started forming the best story that we can tell him, that, you know, that he'll understand that, you know, he's loved by everybody. And you know, this is the best decision for him, and that he's loved. You know, and Heather made this decision out of love for him. You know, so we'll keep telling him, you know, any questions he has, we'll answer them. And, you know, it'll be really great, you know, kind of going back to the openness of, you know, since it's open, we'll be able to, you know, he'll be able to meet Heather and know, you know how much, you know, she loves him and, you know, did this out of love for him. So
very good. So you guys are working on creating an environment that is transparent and open and honest, that does not, you know, have secrecy and guilt and shame around adoption. And that's definitely an awesome thing and really what's in Ben's best interest as well. I'm curious, now that your parents through adoption, what has surprised you the most about all of this?
I think the thing that surprised us the most is about how quick and easy this whole process was. I know it's not the same for everybody. So we were definitely planning on waiting, you know, at least 2 years. So when we got the call after just 3 months of our profile being live, we really couldn't believe it. We kept saying, like, is this real life? And so sometimes they were like, is this real life right now? Just because it's so, you know, it's nothing that we ever expected. It's just so wonderful. So we're also very surprised about the amount of love and support we have received from everyone, even people that we've never met before. You know, you always hear the stigma around adoption and how people form their own thoughts and feelings about it, and just how positive and open and accepting everybody is. It's just really awesome. We have people sending us like gifts that we've, like, friends of my sister's friends that, like, people are just, everybody's so excited. And so that's something that surprised us too, just how excited everybody is and how everybody's willing to help. And also that, you know, whenever you talk to somebody about adoption, they're always like, oh, you know, I know this person that went through adoption. Or, and, you know, you hear, like, when we started the process, the agency was always like, well, yeah, you know, when you talk to somebody, somebody always knows somebody that has adopted. And, like, mm-hmm. even on Sunday, I had an eye doctor's appointment, and the eye doctor was like, oh, yeah, you know, I adopted my daughter just a couple of years ago. And it's, like, just people you would never think. It's just such – it's so prevalent nowadays that – it's just wonderful to talk to everybody about it, because you want you want everybody to think so positively of it, because it is such a wonderful experience. So mm-hmm. I think that's something that surprised us too.
And there are so many individuals and families that have been touched by adoption. And you're right, as soon as you make mention of adoption, then you find how many connections or stories there are to be had. And that's a common theme that we hear often from different families. And I was going to say, you were talking earlier as well, Megan, about the early days and being prepared for how long this wait would be and what this process would look like. And in reality, you don't know that until you live it and experience it. But Adoption Associates caseworkers do a really good job of preparing families. And sometimes we say, well, maybe we scared them unintentionally, but, you know, we want our families to be really prepared for not just the wait, but what that birth mom meeting is like, just as you guys described, and what all of this process is really all about. So I appreciate you guys sharing that.
Yeah, of course. Our caseworker was amazing. Jeanette was, she gave us every possible scenario. So we were kind of, you know, we knew everything that could happen and possibly happen, but we were just putting the worst case scenarios in our mind, just so, you know, if 2 years down the road, it, you know, we hadn't gotten a call yet, you know, we weren't disappointed, but
right.
Yeah, we just, yeah, it was wonderful.
So as we're beginning to approach the end of the show, we do have plenty of time. I was hoping that you could take just a couple of minutes or so to look back to the days before you began the adoption, along with the process of preparing yourself, the home study, as well as those first days of meeting Heather and Ben. Is there anything you would have done differently, or maybe you wish that you had known back then that you know now?
I think when Greg and I were talking about it, looking back, I don't think there's anything that we really would have done differently. The home study and our profile and our video and just all the preparation and everything that we did, this is something that we really wanted. So we put our entire hearts and soul into the whole process, and we just really loved it was so fun. just like making the profile and making our video and, you know, just talking about our future and everything was just, it was such a wonderful experience. I really don't think we would change anything or do anything differently. Something that we, or some tips kind of that we would have taken more seriously, I guess, because we mm-hmm. kind of knew these, but just for future families and stuff, is to definitely keep an open mind. I mean, you know, everybody tells you, you know, you got to keep an open mind. It's really hard.
Right?
As long as you stay positive, as long as you keep busy, as long as you're not like counting down the days, okay, it's been, you know, this many days and we haven't gotten a call yet. Just keeping busy and talking to other adoptive parents about their experiences and just telling everyone that you know, and even having them spread the word to people that they know that you're adopting and, you know, you're hoping to get a call soon. And if you know anybody, spread the word. It's amazing how willing people are to spread the word. And, you know, we had one of Greg's aunts spread the word to his, you know, he's friends with his eye doctor. And so one day we were at the eye doctor and his eye doctor was like, oh yeah, I heard you guys are adopting, you know, I'll keep you guys in mind if I ever hear of anything. And so just really I guess we weren't so apprehensive about spreading the word that we were adopting. You know, you don't want to be pushy with people at first, but people don't find it pushy. It's something that's so exciting and life-changing and awesome that, you know, spread the word. Make sure you tell everybody that you know. Post on social media just to get the word out there. You know, you mm-hmm. never know who might know somebody that wants to make an adoption plan. Yeah, and I think something else, like we've had a lot of unexpected joys throughout this whole process. I don't necessarily want to say they were unexpected, but just things that we weren't, you know, that we hoped for but didn't know what were going to happen, that was going to happen, was kind of the amount of knowledge that we gained about adoption. So just really doing your research and going through every part of the process with an open mind. And I think we also learned a lot about ourselves and each other. You know, when you're going through the home study process and you have to sit down and, you know, talk about your childhood and talk about, you know, everything, you know, all the questions and everything that you have to answer, it really kind of makes you look at yourself as a person and as a couple and, you know, as a team together and how we want to be parents. So I think that was something that both Greg and I really enjoyed after we were like, man, we got to do this more often. This is fun.
I love the fact that you viewed the home study process as an unexpected joy. I will think we're going to have to put that one down in writing somewhere. That's awesome. I love that, Megan.
I think it helped. Our caseworker was amazing, too. So I really think that helped. She was just so wonderful about everything and any questions that we had. And, you know, it was such a fun process, I think, for us. It was, you know, some of it was stressful, but I'm not going to lie, there were parts that were stressful, but I think overall it really was fun. I don't know.
I want to just thank you for that. And I do want to just cycle back really quick before we do close. You know, we started the conversation talking about Heather and about being selected, you know, by a birth mother to raise a child. And you were just talking about those unexpected joys that came, learning about yourselves, gaining adoption knowledge, gaining a lot of other knowledge. Can we talk about that from the perspective of the birth mother and the knowledge you gained or information that you came upon that helped you better understand the heart of a birth mother and how and why a woman comes to choose such a wonderful gift for a family as adoption?
Yeah. So I don't know, Greg, do you want to take this one or do you want me to take this one? You want me to take
it? Oh, you can take it.
Okay. So I think it was, everything has been extremely eye-opening and just learning about Heather and her strength and the bravery that she has. And it makes us, you know, it's very emotional because just putting ourselves in her shoes and everything that she's gone through and just how much love she has and how brave she was and strong. And it really says a lot about somebody that, you know, you love, I mean, she loves her son so much, you know, with her whole heart, she loves him, but she wanted something that she didn't think that she could give him. So, having her make a choice to have Ben, you know, come be a part of our family so that we were able to give him those things that she didn't think that she could, it says a lot. I don't know if I'm quite answering your question correctly.
Oh, you most certainly are. You most certainly are. And what an honor for you to be chosen. I mean, for a woman like Heather to love her child so much that she acknowledges that maybe now is not the right time for me to parent and I'm going to choose these people. What an honor for you guys. And what a loving sacrifice. On her part, what a loving sacrifice she made.
Yes, it's just unbelievable. So that's why I don't know, when we talked earlier about, you know, talking our future plans for talking about adoption with Ben, you know, we always make sure to say like how brave Heather is, how much she loves him and will always love him, how big of a heart that she has. So it just, you know, you want everybody to know that because it's just such an awesome gift to be able to give us a family that we wouldn't be able to have otherwise. You know, we would never be able to have children without Heather. And so for her to be able to give us that gift, but also to be able to give Ben a life that she wants for him and, you know, making this decision for him just thinking solely of him and not herself is just one of the biggest things. I don't know personally, you know, if I would be able to make that choice myself. I don't know if I'm strong enough myself to be able to make that choice, you know. So
sure.
It's just, I feel like Heather is just an amazing person, and we are extremely lucky. Greg and I always talk about how lucky we are to be able to, you know, have her in our lives and, you know, have Ben as our son and everything. So, sorry, I'm kind of rambling, but if I could go on forever about how awesome she is. Because it's amazing. You know, this is something that we could have never expected how wonderful it turned out. So we're just very, very happy, very lucky.
And I really appreciate both Greg and Megan, you guys today being here on the podcast and talking about your experience and sharing some of those really personal feelings. So thank you very much for today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. For listeners that are interested in looking to connect with Adoption Associates, you can give us a call at 800-677-2367. And remember that Adoption Focus podcast is live on Tuesdays at 11. You may also reach Adoption Associates on the web at adoptionassociates.net. I hope you join us next week for another great show with a mother and her daughter talking about how they've been touched by adoption. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope everyone has a great day. Bye-bye.